Every time I hear this song, I think about us in Budapest, and I just had to play it.
At first we thought it got real cool. I ain't never been, but now you're getting comfortable and doing your thing they do no more.
Pay for things
money should be handling. And now you got to use my car.
Hit the riff.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, guys. How are you? Yes, I still don't have a voice.
I'm really happy right now because I'm looking across from my best friend.
What's best up? Friend!
Where you at?
Right here with you.
What'd it do?
Oh, my God. I'm so
Hi.
Happy.
So this is another episode of Horrible Decisions. And, of course, we love to bring guests on. And we have a really, really, really bomb guest in the building tonight.
He's tattooed on me, so.
I am tattooed. You're tattooed on me.
And we never fucked. Doesn't that sound like your ex-boyfriend would be on you, but...
Tell my name on you so I know it's real.
So we have Vinny in the building, Nomadic Feels.
Yes.
I know most of you are Mandy's followers, but if you ever follow me, you're always like, oh my God, who is that? And in downtown Orlando, everybody stops him in the street and is like, you're Weezy's friend.
I'm like, yeah, I am. Do you know my name? No. Okay.
Oh my God, but you twerk.
I just walk away. Okay, great. Yeah.
Now it's over. So this is really exciting for me because Vinny, I met some years ago at EDC. What a fucking best friend story.
Yes.
And we ended up living together because he lived in Boston at the time. Yep. I lived in Orlando and we couldn't be apart. And he's like, I'm just moving there.
I was literally flying from Boston to Orlando every 2 weeks just to see them.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And we were just like so closely connected. I remember like old friends of mine once we tattooed each other. Like got the tattoos, they were like, "This Jealous. Is bullshit."
Yeah, people were mad.
Oh my
Talk
God.
About
you don't you, even know
you don't
him.
Know this bitch. You just met her. I'm like, so
I just want to tell y'all how close we are, and you're not gonna think I'm gonna bring up this story, but what story you think I'm talking about?
I have no idea. I'm literally sitting here about to cry.
Do you remember when I fucked my neighbor?
Wait,
he came outside, and all I see is his fingers. You tell the story.
Wait, no.
Please tell the story. Share the story.
Wait. So, first of all.
Oh my God. I forgot there was another dude in the house.
Wait, yes. Wait. She forgot. She forgot a couple things.
Oh,
okay.
Shit.
Okay.
So we went out. We went out. We had a really good time downtown.
Oh my God.
And then we went upstairs and did like a little after party, a little kickback. Well, there was the neighbor, and then there was this other guy who came upstairs to.
I liked the other guy.
She liked the other guy, and the other guy came up to fuck her.
Okay.
So
when she ended up with the neighbor.
Correct. So when we get upstairs, right, we're all just hanging out, kicking it, doing what we normally do. We literally had to. So like she like disappeared into
is
the
your
room.
Nose okay?
No. My nose is fine. We literally disappeared into a room, and I'm like hosting this party by myself.
Hold
all
on,
of a sudden,
no, wait. Let me tell you.
Let him finish the story.
No, but wait.
Come outside. I looked at Vinny because I've been wanting to fuck this neighbor for a minute, right?
Yeah. So she like gives me this look, and I'm like,
nigga.
I was like, okay, bet it's on, because I wanted it too.
You know what I like, told you to go get?
So then she texts me, and she was like, can you go get the dildo in the closet in the towel?
The strap on.
The strap on. Yeah.
Wait, and how did you know he was about that life?
He was already in my room.
Yeah, he was already in the room. And so I was like,
and there was another guy in the house that we had met like, out
on the balcony.
So I couldn't go out to the fucking living room because I didn't know I was gonna fuck the neighbor.
Because we were saying like, okay, oh, she's tired or she's taking a shot. We were saying some bullshit lie.
Okay.
And so we were like, oh, she's in there. Like, oh, she. So I went and got the strap on, and I like handed it to her in a towel.
Cause the other guy was watching him.
Oh
yeah.
It's a two bedroom apartment, right?
Okay, so, I get it.
So
okay.
Then I walk. So after a while, I'm just like, fuck this. I walk into the room, and homeboy's laying there with like a towel.
Dude, and he's fine.
Fine.
Now like, we remember me and Vinny live together, so we see this dude every day. 6'6",
just
big
white,
old
corn
beefy.
Fed and bred.
Ooh, okay. Southern white boy.
Just
okay.
Killing him.
Hey buddy.
So then he's like, hey bud, and I'm like, hey, and he literally just takes the towel off his dick, and it's just like, poof.
Not just, it was
right there on his thigh, and I was like, it's like that soft, like I literally giggled. I was shit. And then I was like, what'd you guys use that for? And then didn't he put it on his mouth and had her ride him.
Wait, no fucking way. Mm-hmm.
This is what happened.
A strap-on dick while it was strapped to someone's head?
Correct.
Yeah, dude.
That is
Did I not say that I wanted to do a show called Horrible Decisions
yes.
with you?
This is
That
yes.
was pro Wait, this mm-hmm. is probably this beats probably my horrible decisions. I don't a fuck what you say. You rode a man's face with a strap on that correct. Was above his
so
mouth.
We were just really fucked up, and you we know were. He's my neighbor, on and we had been wanting
a lot.
To
fuck, I'm guessing
we've been wanting to, like, we've been flirting. We didn't know what was going on, so he knew another dude was in the house.
Yeah,
and he was like, "Fuck it, I'm still gonna fuck
said,
you now."
He literally said, "You trying to do this?" And he was like, "Yup." And we were like, "Oh, but
I have the video still."
But he's right. We were
the
like, "But he's right
started,
there."
Let me see if I can find it. Literally, it was when literally, he walked in.
So, and then the other dude had to be like, "Man, fuck this. I'm going to bed." We were like, "Oh, okay."
Bye, buddy.
Bye. Wait. Yeah. No. Some. Yeah. Some things went down.
I found it.
Wait, did you watch? Wait.
I just said, I'm trying to watch while she sits on, while she sits on your face.
Wait, so question, did you watch this acting happen with the dildo on his face?
I didn't
while she
watch because
no,
I was
no.
distracting the other motherfucker.
So I have to ask you a question. Did you like come? Like, was that a good feeling for you, or was
yeah,
it just
it was
exciting?
I think it was, I don't remember if I came or not, but it was really fun. I came from sex with him. He was really.
How long were you riding his face?
Not long. We started fucking.
Yeah, it couldn't be that long.
No.
It couldn't, because he couldn't breathe, like, right? The fucking strap on
his
own.
No, it was like by his, like, mouth, nose
yeah.
area.
You hold the strap. Remember, the strap on has, it's hollow. So, like, it's by his nose, maybe. Anyway, so the point I was trying to make, God, this was not supposed to be about me, but how close we are.
What a fucking introduction,
Vinny,
guys.
It's like 6
Hello, welcome to Horrible Fucking Decisions. I just rode a guy's face with a strap on, that's all. Jesus.
Well, what the fuck? I haven't told one in a while.
Can we ease into it with your friend?
Well,
Jesus Christ.
This is how close we are to get to the point. Well, I come outside. It's like 6 a.m. I wake up and Vinny is like, you know what? You my bitch. I said, thank you. And he goes, and you know what? I feel like we just need to reach another level. And he says, dude.
I said, hey, come here real quick. And he's like, what? And so I grab his hand and smell his fingers. And I'm like, your shit smells good. Your shit's tight.
Yep. Oh my God.
He smelled his hand and goes, that's my bitch.
I'm like, that's my bitch. Yes. It's pussy clean. Pussy clean.
Oh my God.
Have we ran into some bitches in the past who weren't?
Oh God.
Why is this always a topic every episode?
Why every episode I think we talk about the hygiene
because
of
bitches
women
have
and
stank
the smelling
pussy.
Of pussy.
First of all, he don't even fuck pussy. So if he's smelling your pussy
and
he,
I can smell it,
it's so
we
crazy.
Have a
it's so crazy because I masturbate every single night and bitch, if the smell is any type of off, I'd be like, bitch, let me go buy some yogurt.
Because I wish everybody was just aware of their smell.
No, and you
that.
Have to be.
I wish everybody
and to
was.
Me, I don't understand like how as a woman, bitch, like I said, I play with myself every single night because that's how I go to sleep.
Good for
and
you.
And listen, and it doesn't make sense to me how women do not know that they have a scent.
That's just like when some people aren't raised to know how to take care of themselves. They don't realize they're walking around stinky because they're used
real
to
quick,
their smell.
Actually,
yeah, go ahead.
You know what? She's probably going to hate me because I'm jumping off topic here real quick, but it's not off topic because this was a question we had. So normally with our guests, we like to do the have you ever.
Okay.
So we do want to talk right now. What do you identify as? Sexuality.
Gay as fuck.
Gay as fuck.
Gaff.
Gaff.
Yeah.
I'm gaff. Yeah. Gay as fuck. So you're gay as fuck.
Yeah.
So like I said, we like to do the have you ever with our guests. Have you ever been with a woman?
Yes, actually. I was, I've been with women from 13 all the way till probably 23.
Okay, but were you dealing with men at the same time?
No.
No, it was first women.
First
okay.
women, and then there's actually a child on this planet who was 3 days away from being mine.
I
think I remember
that. And it was like the year I came out. So like I had sex with his mom, and then 3 days before that,
you had sex with his mom.
Well, now his mom. Do you know what I mean? Like the child's mom.
Oh, got it.
So
it.
I had sex.
But it ain't
so I had sex with her. Let's say I had sex with her on Sunday. The baby's daddy had sex with her Friday before that.
Wow.
So literally, it was
like
are
she ain't
you
know
father?
Which one. Oh
and
no,
I was
not
like,
a boring situation.
Was both black. No. He was Latino, and so I was listen.
Yeah, that baby came out, and you just
listen,
knew.
You was waiting for it to come out the pussy.
You was waiting.
I was like double dutching, like oh shit, oh fuck, oh shit.
You was waiting for that baby to come out like
that. Baby would have came out and be like, "Daddy's gay." But yes, I have been with women.
I want to play baseball.
Sure. Football's better though. I am gay as fuck, but
I
don't
gonna
think...
you're going to be like, no gymnastics?
No, fuck that shit. Well, it's... I'm conflicted.
You can't...
We're talking about things. but really, like, I don't doubt, like, there's going to be, like, a woman I want to fuck at some point. Because I think sometimes shit just happens.
So let me ask you this, because this was the other question, because this is something that's kind of like a fantasy of mine. So you're gaff, gay as fuck.
Same fantasy as you know I got.
Yeah, so you're gay, you deal with men, but you've also dealt with women. Have you ever been in a situation where you've been with two men and a woman, but both men, everyone pretty much dealt with each other? Like, both men dealt with each other, the woman enjoyed the men dealing with each other. Have you ever been in a bisexual MMF threesome?
That night he enjoyed it.
Okay, and but he was, well, he was, he's but straight though.
He, yeah, he was straight.
Oh, he's straight.
Yeah, he was straight. Straight.
Okay, straight.
He's using air quotes.
We have air quotes going on here. Okay.
I feel like that's the thing. You know, they're fucked up. They're having a good time. You get them to open up and they feel really comfortable with you.
So did,
and
you know, sometimes, did he do anything to you?
Can you do me a favor? Open your phone. I want to Google something and reference this for people.
And so
you'll know what it is. I don't know if Mandy does.
What happens is, like, you know, that night, like, he opened up and he was really comfortable. And then that's kind of like where the conversation led. And then it just, like, it was like sexual tension, sexual tension. And yes, he sucked my dick.
Did suck your dick.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh.
Who is this? The couple that you in North Carolina? No. Europe?
Oh, just look.
So Vinny, by the way, has lived all around the world and is, you'll meet more, I think, sexually fluid people. Maybe you'll agree in Europe.
In other, in other countries, absolutely.
I wanted to bring up something really quick. Mandy, have you ever heard of a Kinsey scale?
Kinsey
scale? Did you know I was going to bring that up?
The Kinsey scale.
I've never heard of a Kinsey scale. Can you please let our followers know what the fuck a Kinsey scale
so,
is?
It's about being sexually fluid.
And yeah, you explain this.
And where
we'd like to bring up the definition.
And
again.
Where you
stand. It's one through, on is it one through eight?
It's one through five or
the
six.
The Kinsey scale, guys.
So like,
so it's for men and women.
For men and women.
Read
so
it off for them.
Zero means that you are like 100% straight.
Heterosexual.
Like heterosexual.
Okay. Okay.
I'll try to pull up another one.
Yeah, pull up the one with the actual scale.
Yeah.
And then one is like you're predominantly heterosexual
with
rare instances of homosexuality.
Okay.
And then
wait,
two,
and this goes all the way to eight.
Like, what's they talking about?
And then
have you
heard of the Kinsey scale before?
And it goes up to six. And then two is heterosexual with more than one instance of homosexuality.
Okay.
And then three is bisexual.
Three is bisexual. Yeah, that's half the way. That's half
four way. Is, now we're switching it. Now it's homosexual with more than.
So would that be like download guys?
No, because they're hetero now, with more instances.
Okay.
Yeah, these people are now homosexual who like to go back and dibble down.
Back and dibble with the straight?
Yes.
Okay.
So and then.
You'd be like a five.
I'm a four.
You're a four?
Really?
So you're super gay, but you'll go back to
women. I've had dreams of like women.
Fucking women.
Yeah.
Okay. And I've had wet dreams like that featured women.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Starring Kelsey.
So yeah. And I feel like a lot of people, they range on, like they roam the scale. Like you don't stay a four. Like some days I'm a two. Some days I'm a five, sorry.
All the
some
way
days
gay.
I'm a four.
And I'm so curious because there's so many of our followers who, and I think they listen to us and they're
curious, yeah. Vinny, I mean, because so just so you guys, I don't know, I'm sure I said it already, but you don't understand. This is somebody I see all the time, talk to every single day, everything, who knows more about my own pussy than the
probably
niggas
that she fucked. Does, right?
And so I haven't seen him in 6 months and I just saw him 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So you haven't even heard the podcast because you're working on a boat for 6 months.
I
and so you
ship.
Don't really have good web, a ship, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ship.
We say ships.
Ships, not a boat.
So
ships, not a boat.
In this podcast, we've been talking a lot about, you know, you already know, pegging all that. And a lot of men are coming to us and talking about how they're like,
they're like, I don't
and know.
And something that crosses their mind. Well, we've had a mix of both. Mm-hmm. We've had, of course. The majority of my followers like that shit gay as fuck.
Of course,
I can't believe like how would that turn you on? But then I've had more followers come.
Go ahead, say it because he laughed.
Yeah, go
say
ahead,
it.
Say it.
Because it's those same motherfuckers who really want it.
No, and that's what. So
how is it gay if a girl fucks you in the ass?
Well, that
however,
too.
However, we have. I have had a couple, and she's had. So I have guys now who are like, oh my god, there's women that are okay with this, and it's something that they can't share with their partners. But I've been having people. Super open with me on Snapchat, on Instagram. Like, damn, I've thought about it.
Yeah.
I didn't know anyone
and
would
I
enjoy
think that's
it.
Great. I think people should fucking loosen up.
I literally loosen up that goddamn booty hole.
Speaking of loosen up, I can't wait for us to leave. So I think you know, Loverboy, I'm going to Italy. You know, I'm fucking in the ass this weekend.
We need you. So listen, last well, one of the episodes. I don't know the order that you guys are gonna hear this in. Mm-hmm. Real quick. Mm-hmm. So again, I don't know what episode you guys are gonna listen to this in. I gave her my advice on anal sex, mm-hmm. coming from a straight, I'm bisexual, but coming from a woman mm-hmm. with anal sex.
Mm-hmm. Well, are you
wait
top.
Real quick? Are you a top or a bottom?
I'm a top.
You're a top.
Top it up.
God damn it. Yeah. I don't even know. So, real
but
quick.
But I still
but you
know.
Bottom for love.
Okay, so you bottom for love.
I bottom for love.
Wait, so technically
I'm
you're
a friend for
so
a few
you're
years.
A verse.
You bottom when yeah. you really like
so
love.
You're a verse. Okay,
no,
so
no,
you're
no.
a verse.
I'm literally a top.
You're literally a top.
Verse?
And if you love me and you ask me one time.
One time.
Explain, can you explain? Because just people are going to assume
so
because
top,
you've been fucked in the ass that you're verse. You're not.
No, I'm a top. I'm predominantly, like, I get pleasure from being the one who's doing the fucking.
Okay.
Being a bottom doesn't really do much for me. Yes, sometimes it feels good, but, like, it's not where I like to be.
So I want to ask
so
you a question.
So that doesn't make you gay?
No, it doesn't. No. So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What advice would you give her to prepare for her to have anal sex?
Thanks. I already told you to buy him the poppers.
Oh yeah.
So what are poppers? For our listeners, what are poppers?
They're, if you ever go to a sex store, you have to call them leather cleaners, because I don't know if
leather cleaners.
Leather cleaner, yeah. Because it might be illegal in your state, but leather cleaner is legal in all states and countries. So you go and ask them for leather cleaner, and it's a small bottle that has a
it's
strong
so funny.
Smell.
It's
this
so
is
funny.
This week's episode
it's,
for well, sure.
It's so funny. I was dealing with a model guy. And I think I told Weezy, I was like, yeah, he was making me sniff this shit.
Yeah.
And she was like, bro, that's what gay people use.
Yeah, and some
and
people
I was just
use
like,
it
well,
on,
he wanted my ass to relax.
Vinny fucking made me do
use
that shit at
floors.
Parliament House. I got
yeah.
so high. And I'm, you know, I got vertigo,
bro.
Bitch.
I felt, mind you, this was our first time fucking,
feel,
and he has me
you
sniffing
feel the,
something.
You feel like the, you do it, and like, it takes like 5 seconds, but then your body
well,
feels
see,
like
I
this tingly rush.
Because I didn't feel it in 5 seconds, he was like, here, you need some
you
more.
You need some more? No, because you have to wait, and then your body gets all tingly, and then what happens is, your ass loosens up.
That's what he, yeah.
So that, and
he definitely wanted anal
sex. But what happens is, if both people do it, there's this weird euphoria you feel because when you both like connect,
we
something
both
happens.
It.
Something happens, and you're like,
it's
"Oh
so
shit!"
It's so funny. We both did it.
Wait,
and
is
I'm
it
not
good
gonna
or
lie.
Is it bad?
No,
it's
I'm
very
not gonna
good.
Lie.
It's very
I'm not
good.
Gonna lie. And I told you when I was dealing with Model Boy, it was probably he made me squirt all over. It was probably the best sex that I've ever had in
it's
my
lit.
Entire life.
First of all, he's a gay porn star, B.
Shut
B.
up.
Wait,
he did. I didn't know until after. I didn't know until after. So I'm dating this model. So I'm sitting here talking.
Model.
Listen,
who
so
likes
I'm,
gay?
Come on.
So I'm
on.
Talking to this
come
model,
on.
Right?
Come on.
Listen, so I'm talking to this model. Through. He's gorgeous. He's gorgeous. Okay, real quick. And this, and I'm mad that she brought this shit up on the show because this is not supposed to be on the show.
It's like how many models ain't doing gay
this
porn?
Fucking bitch. But anyways, so I meet this guy. Mm-hmm. He's fucking gorgeous. Right. Like handsome.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Very gorgeous.
I didn't know what you meant.
Yeah, bro. I didn't fucking want this on the show, but fuck everyone. I'm going to tell it now. So I meet this guy.
I'm so sorry.
He's gorgeous as fuck. Body chiseled as fuck. Dick good as fuck. So we finally fuck. So we finally fuck. And it's probably top three. No lie.
Okay.
It was sensual.
Top
he
three,
kissed.
Top three.
Easily top three. Easily top three. Made me squirt. Made me come multiple times. It was fucking amazing.
Do you drink enough water for all that?
Listen. Oh. I don't know how I was ready. Like, I was just like. And this is where I was scared because I was just like, this is our first time fucking, but we had talked about it.
Uh-huh.
And he. He just made me feel like he knew what the fuck he was doing. So he like giving me this popper shit mm-hmm. to smell. I'm like, am I gonna pass out and die and wake up in a house? Like,
no,
I didn't know what was gonna happen.
No. It's legit. It helps.
I had never been so turned on by kissing in my life.
Yes. It's that rush.
So we fuck. So we fuck.
God, I
want
to get fucked just listening to
listen,
this.
Listen. So we fuck and it's like so good. We kiss the whole time. Like, it's so fucking good. So we... When we get done fucking, we light up a J. Mm-hmm. We smoke some weed real quick. Mm-hmm. So we sitting there talking, and I'm just like, nigga, you too fine. Like, you real fine. And he let me finger his butt. So we're sitting there talking.
Yeah, he let me finger his butt.
He let me finger his butt.
Mandy just held up her finger. Was that the one that was in his ass?
Like, I thought she was going to make me smell it.
I got lucky. I didn't have nails on, so I fit two fingers.
Oh,
so I was
God.
Just like, oh, shit. Oh,
buddy.
So we're sitting there talking, and I'm like, so have you ever done any modeling? Have you, well,
right.
other type of modeling. Like, damn, you should be a porn star. Like, nigga, you just fucked
right.
the shit out of me. And he got quiet.
By the way.
He got quiet. So we don't,
not only been in your booty hole.
So we
but
don't
Kevin's
fuck.
Too.
And he's like, yeah, I've done. He's like, yeah, I've done porn. And I was like, oh, really? He was like, but I don't really show people because, you know. So I was like, well, who was it with? Like, I watched porn. Was it Pinky? Was it Cherokee?
Right.
Who did you fuck? It was a guy.
Did you fall out right there?
I was like, wait.
Or did you try to like control your emotions?
Wait. I was like, wait, gay porn? I said, oh, so was it breeders?
I said,
was it black breeders? Was it Randy Blue? Was it did
Sean so, Cody?
Listen, bitch. I started. I know it was. So I sit here and start naming all of
these.
So I sit here and start naming all of these gay porn sites, and he's getting nervous. He was like, I've never met a girl who knew all of those gay porn sites. I was like, oh, well, I watched them. Who was it with? Was it with Drilla? Was it with Hot Rod? Was it with Dominic Santiago? And I started naming all these gay porn sites, and he's like, no. So I was like, man, fuck that shit. Let me see the video. Let me see the video. How many you did?
So,
and I showed her, and she was like, he was the top in the video and used a condom. So I was like, okay.
Yeah, then you're good. I mean, for anal sex, literally, all the advice I give is poppers, and he might need to be a little drunk.
So it's not that hard.
So he could relax.
He has to relax, yeah. But we used it. His dick stayed hard.
No, his dick is going to stay hard because it's going to brush the G-spot. His dick is going to stay hard. He's going
to
stay hard.
Guys, but if you haven't kept up, we're back to using poppers.
Oh, by the way, I didn't tell you. So he hit me up. Oh, yes, you did. You know. And it says, we're going to the opera on the last night.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, you really want to get into the motherfucking booty hole, bro? Yeah. You taking me to motherfucking Vivaldi?
Yeah, that's just
fancy. Oh, you trying to
fuck.
Fucking be ass, man. Fuck.
He trying to get it.
Shit.
Yeah. So, I mean, I love it. Do it. Tell me. I wish I could watch.
You got to FaceTime so you can meet him.
I just want
to
watch.
Because I told Mandy that you used to always say, these niggas can't fuck you until they get through me.
Yeah, I used to say that for real.
Oh, my.
It was so true, though.
I used to really say that.
Who did I fuck that you didn't like, really? Fireman.
Fireman and then that fuckboy.
Who?
No, Fireman is the fuckboy I'm speaking of.
Oh, my God.
So
how
funny.
Many tears were shed
love,
over?
Because I know every...
Shrimp dick. Hold on, bitch.
Shrimp dick.
Wait, tell you how love works.
Shrimp dick. There's.
No,
I'm not
shrimp
gonna
dick
lie.
Is
real
the fireman.
Real quick, I'm so glad that we're bringing this up because I know all of our listeners that are listening have nicknames for all these people they fucked.
Yup.
Nobody
emoji,
fucking
bro.
Knows.
Clowns.
I'm like,
we have
like emojis. Just fucking Connecticut.
Yeah.
I was just fucking. Yeah. Pool boy. Like all these motherfucking nicknames.
I wish. You gotta get rich, you fucking pool boy.
I ain't got no pool boy. Bitch, we live in New York.
Fireman was a guy that broke my heart. Right. So now that I'm in New York, I thought, you know what? Let me come back home, go fuck this dude. Ugh. And I remember the sex being so great because I was so in love with him.
Mm-hmm.
Vinny comes back from sushi, or no, I go show up after I fucked him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn near in tears, dude.
We like looking at her. We're like, shouldn't you be happy right now? She's like, no.
I love like, when you do my
And we
voice.
Were like, what? She was like, his dick is so small. And I was like, what the fuck changed? It's the same dick.
It's the same dick. Wait, you went back like, to fuck a shrimp dick?
Hey, dude, it seemed big in my mind when I was in love with him.
Yeah.
But then when I moved to New York, fucking big old dicks. You know what I'm saying? Executive dicks, Wall Street dicks.
I'm not gonna lie. All them
model
dicks.
Model dicks.
I'm not gonna lie. Restaurant dick. Bitch.
No.
She got all these dicks she was fucking. Yeah. Bitch, you should hear us talking on the phone. Oh, we were like, God. So were you fucking model DJ or restaurant? Or Wall Street?
DJ.
Or
that was my.
Bitch.
He's gonna tie me up, bitch. He made me, my first time fucking him, he said, turn your motherfucking ass from the door. Don't look at me.
God.
And real if you quick, turn your fucking
want,
head, he's
I, and I want all of our listeners to know, and again, I apologize for my voice, but I want all of our listeners to know, especially the male listeners, because we have a lot more male listeners than we thought we would have. Uh-huh. Hey, look, he ready. But for the male listeners,
hello.
I want to let you know that your dick is not shit until you have a nickname between homegirls that are on the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And until you are known by a motherfucking nickname,
you ain't shit.
Your dick is not shit.
You ain't shit. Nobody's talking about
you. Can
you
sing
nobody's
the song?
Because
so wait,
I
wait,
really
wait.
Don't, it's like,
hold on, wait, I'm going to tell you.
I really
so
don't
I started,
remember
I was
it.
Crying. I was really upset, you know, because I just felt used. His dick was so weak. He didn't even try. I didn't come. He just left. And it was just so bad, and he came so fast. And so Vinny's sitting on
Why
the
don't
bed
you have, you have
with the guitar,
video.
And he's singing. He teased me with that shrimp ass looking
motherfucking
dick.
And now
I'm so upset.
Yeah.
Because you came in 30 seconds, and I fucking regret because you
shrimp dick.
Got that
shrimp dick.
Shrimp 30
dick.
Seconds. Dude, I was really crying.
Oh my God.
Made
wait. I think we need this as our theme song for Horrible Decisions.
You tease me with that shrimp ass look.
Damn motherfucking dick. And now
I'm so upset.
sweet.
Because you came in 30 seconds and I fucking regret it. You got
shrimp dick.
Oh, God, this off the jam, bro.
Listen, we were singing it all day. Ooh. Shrimp dick.
Remember we posted it? He seen it, too.
Oh, he did?
No.
Ew, he must have noticed him, too. He must have blocked the fuck out of you after that.
I can't believe he fucking did that to me. How, why did I think it was
It's so funny because I don't even think guys know this. When you like a nigga, because I'm not, I just liked a guy.
Uh-huh.
I just liked the guy.
I stopped liking him because he started moving all wrong. Uh-huh. But his dick was so mediocre.
Who?
When they have mediocre dick, you just got to forget about them.
His name was... Anyways, I don't think I told you. Light skin. I think I showed you his picture. Anyways, it was that briefly lived. Because
it had a short lifespan. Like his dick.
Was that briefly lived?
It had a short lifespan. That weak-ass Honestly, dick. The dick was not small, but it was just mediocre. And it's so crazy. But because I liked his company so much, I was like, damn, his dick it sucks so bad, but I wanted him to keep coming over. And I was willing to put up with mediocre dick because I had an emotional attachment to him.
When you
like a guy outside of the bedroom, it might boost his dick game up a little bit more than it should be lifted.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Look,
no,
this, y'all agree,
I'm agreeing,
right?
I'm agreeing with you. Yeah.
Absolutely. So,
but I also haven't had sex in like 6 months.
God, how fucking huge are your balls, dude?
Any dick that you get is about to be fire.
They're huge and blue.
Wait, you don't let off?
No, how come you didn't fuck off a passenger on the ship?
Because that's how you get fired.
Okay.
But also, I mean, I just didn't. So the thing is, like, I'm way too emotional with sex for me to just like, just go have sex with, like, it's
fuck
really hard for me.
You guys with emotional sex, you can have sex without being emotional,
right?
Bro.
Yeah,
he does.
And I do, and I have in the past. But for me, being in, you have to understand, I'm eating and working and living in the same place.
Right, right. Yeah. Right.
Shit can get messy real fucking quick. So for me, I just removed myself from that. And like, every once in a while, I got my dick sucked. But like, I haven't had sex in 7 months.
How'd you get to do this? Excuse me?
I haven't had sex in 7 months.
I didn't know that you were getting your dick sucked. I feel like, are we friends?
I got, it literally happened last week.
Oh, the
crazy one.
Yeah.
No, not that. The crazy one.
Okay. So our horrible decision this week, I feel like it's been all about me and the Wall Street dicks and shrimp dicks and fingers that Vinny smelled. But,
and we talk about Tinder. We talk about meeting guys online. We're going to bring this to you
today. Let's do it.
I want to talk about Grindr.
Okay.
Because we talk about Tinder and Bundle so much. I love that sound. So for any listeners that are talking to us, maybe want to explore homosexuality, and I'm talking about men, of course, or you don't know what Grindr is, you want to hear a fucking hilarious story right now. Vinny uses Grindr.
Yes, I do.
And Grindr is, again, we've talked about it briefly, Grindr is actually what started before Tinder.
Yes,
it
was Grindr is the first one.
Grindr is the first app where you swipe.
No E.
Yeah, there's no E. So it's Grindr.
Yep.
And you can find it. You can download it to your phone. Again, this is for gay males. But it's pretty much an app.
Vinny, you said there's women on there looking for friends?
Yeah, I'd be like, get the fuck off.
Get the fuck off.
Go walk down the fucking
it's so
street,
crazy.
Bitch.
So I worked at...
Just want to go shop.
I bartended on Governor's Island, which is like where they do a lot of EDC events and stuff.
I'm well aware.
Yeah, and one of my bartenders was on Grindr.
We met there.
Oh, God, this was like 4 years ago. And so I was bartending there, and one of the bartenders was like, he pretty much goes on there to start a petting zoo. So it's definitely he calls them his pets because they literally come over and fuck, and that's it.
I haven't heard that term.
Yeah, and so it's literally an app where, there ain't no dating bit. They on there to fuck.
We bleep shit out, by the way.
Yes, I did meet him on there.
Did you see his new boyfriend?
Yeah, his little
queen.
Little boy.
Bitch.
My baby.
Sorry, that's just a guy.
You're just not here with that. So we
that's
why
you know your real friends.
We want to know.
Can't nobody get with your ex.
Again, so me and Weezy use Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
We use it for dating, not so much to find sex, except she did when she had a.
He swiped most
threesome.
Of my boyfriends, right? So.
Yeah. So
I actually did her swiping for her.
Go ahead and ask what's about Grindr and if you have any stories about dating people that you found on the app.
Yeah.
We're definitely fucking curious. So our horrible decisions, we like to kind of talk about more bad stories, mm-hmm. I guess, that have happened. Yeah. Because when you're being a whore, everything is not great all the time.
It's not. It's not.
Yeah, true.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's fun. It's fun being a whore.
Yeah.
But everything is not great all the time. So we would love to.
You had quite a bit of grinder shit. Like, this was the top story. But I mean, I remember there's moments where you'd be out with me and you'd be looking around trying to figure out if a dude is gay. Mm-hmm. And you just click on grinder and you're like, oh, there he is.
Oh,
I'd be like,
he's 2 feet away. Got him. Yep, that's him. Yep,
that's him.
Because grinder is not like Tinder, by the way. So it's Tinder, you swipe left, right, you go through people within miles.
And it only
grinder
shows
will
you
only populate, miles. What, let's say 100 people at one time?
Yeah, and it's the people who are directly in your vicinity.
Yeah.
Oh, like, it'll say 2 feet away, and, like, they're in the bar right next to you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I love that.
So, I guess in Florida, I was living my best whole life.
Were you?
Yes.
I think so. Between Switzerland, like, in Switzerland, I was living my whole life. Like, Switzerland was...
Like, is
no,
this...
No, Switzerland, like...
Why is this burning?
Switzerland, no, like, Switzerland, I was... Well, I'm just gonna say it. It's been 8 years. It's fine. Switzerland, I was literally dating somebody else who broke up with their partner to be with me.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, there was and then I was dating and then broke up with...
Thailand one.
Yes.
He's not Thai, by the way. He's living in there for work.
So, like, I was dating both of them at the same time, but, like, only knew that the other one... Like, only one of them knew there were two people in the picture.
Okay.
And then in between that, I was, like, fucking six other people.
Damn.
Oh, so, like, sounds like Wheezy.
I would literally, like, get up out of bed with this one. And while he was at work,
wait, what?
Sex.
You caught that so late. It don't even.
I'm not fucking six people.
No, but like, no
friend.
No. But like, I was literally like going around, like me. You know, I was showering stuff, and I was whatever. But I was
showering.
Literally
showering.
I was
cold bath.
You know, I was showering.
You know, I was showering. Shit, I was like going around, and it was a whole lot. Like, my numbers went up by like a lot.
Well, so it's so crazy because definitely meeting and even talking to guys who deal with men, it's definitely more of, I know you hate the word, the promiscuous lifestyle, though. Like,
I think it depends.
We argued down because she's called me promiscuous recently, and I said I'm not because I like to you know, value relationships.
Right.
Promiscuity, I think, has no connections.
Yeah.
So it's
they
very
no
funny how your friends and you think the same, because I just saw your reaction and that was mine. I was like,
yeah
because, but it's also like, so you don't feel like it's a promiscuous lifestyle that you were sitting here having two relationships and fucking six other people?
No, because every single one of those people I was fucking, we used to go out and have dinner with, and we used to kick it
that's
and
her
chill
fucking
and hang
thing.
Out.
Just because you have dinner with someone that's so
but the thing is, we actually, I still to this day, 8 years later, still talk to every single one of those people, and every single one of those people knew what the hell was going on. They were like, we knew. We just didn't care because we enjoyed each other's company.
Promiscuity means across the board for squares and everyday shit, but I'm being real with you.
Yeah.
For someone as liberal as you and I really still find it funny that you do this textbook version of promiscuity when, dude, how is somebody
what's
that
inside that?
I spend time with just juice. How's somebody
juice
I spend time
I have
with
the liquor,
promiscuous?
But mine is
I don't
pretty
know.
Much gone. I definitely drank all the liquor.
Yeah. Let's tell your favorite grinder story. My favorite, excuse me.
So,
God, this is good.
I was on Grindr late night, and you know,
that's the noise
it makes when you get a message. So this guy hit me up and he was like, hey, you should come over and let's hang out. And I was like, all right, fine. Didn't even like think about it twice. And then he sent me his location, and it was at like a trailer park. Now, this is when I say trailer park,
this
I
is
mean,
Florida
like,
too.
This is Florida. So this is an RV park. So it's like people come from like Alaska or whatever, which is where this man so happened to be from. And they come to Florida in their RVs and like kick it in the warmth during the winter. So he was like, come over to the RV park. We'll like hang out in the pool first to see if we like each other. We'll have drinks by the pool, see if we like each other. And then after that, whatever else can happen. Right. I was like, okay, cool. So drove over.
Yeah.
He lived two exits down, just went, kicked it in the pool. And then after a while, we were like, okay, this is about to go down. Like, let's move somewhere else.
Right.
We moved to like, it's a little small shack like cabin outside of the RV.
I didn't get all this.
All right. And so inside there's a bunk bed, and the bunk bed, like, you can't really sit on somebody and like sit up.
Yeah,
like, I had to be like crouched down the whole time.
You can't ride dick in, or
essentially
in, on a bed.
Correct.
Bed.
Okay.
And so we were about to begin missionary, and I had to like, I like hit my head a couple times trying to like adjust the shit. I was
you
like,
kind of
pulled
it up.
Fuck. Yeah. And so we started having sex, and by the way, I have a problem. Okay. I always give a dick.
You give a dick.
I know that's
a
right.
Dick. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like
the
grade A
scale.
Dick.
Yes,
grade
I always
A
give
dick.
Grade A dick.
I have a problem.
Which means
I am an overachiever.
Sometimes it makes motherfuckers go crazy. Okay, and sometimes you should just give people B dick so that they're satisfied.
Yeah, but they're just, not crazy.
Or sometimes you should just give a motherfucking C dick just because you need to get your nut and then walk out.
Oh my God.
I have this problem. I just always give A dick.
The first time?
Just the first time.
And then after that, it goes down to B dick?
Every single time. No. This is a champion.
Oh.
Stop playing.
Oh, excuse me.
Point to his dick.
So, literally, I am fucking this guy, and mid-stroke, this guy's like, I have to tell you something. And I'm like, okay, sure, tell me. He was like, you're mine. And I was like, you know, like when somebody's like,
call me daddy
yeah,
type thing.
You're mine. I'm like, yeah, I'm yours.
Like this my dick, right? Yes. Okay, gotcha.
So he's like, you're mine. And I'm like, yeah, I'm yours. Yeah. He's like, but I have to tell you something. And I was like, what? He's like, I've been convicted of murder. And I was like,
Wait.
I'm literally mid-stroke. And somebody's like, I've been convicted of murder. I'm like, whoa. And then the thing is, though, think about this, right?
In the middle of fucking, he tells me
I'm pumping, okay? You tell me you've been convicted of murder. Now think about this, right? Can I stop and run away? No. Because I'm scared of you. Because you're going to kill me. I'm scared. I'm still stroking. But I'm trying to figure out how the fuck I'm going to get out.
Wait. Why? What made him tell you this?
Because the A dick. That's why I prefaced this whole story with the A dick. Okay? It made him confess that he committed vehicular manslaughter. He did his time, came out of jail, and I was the next person he fucked.
Oh, wait, it wasn't real murder.
I mean,
just ran someone over?
No, bitch, the hair was in the tire.
He ran this woman over and dragged her. Did not even know she was there until the next morning when he came out to go to his car.
But how was
he drunk? That had to be a Dewey.
Yes, he was drunk.
It was a Dewey.
Yes.
But was it good?
Was the sex good? Yeah. The sex was good.
My God.
So whatever, I nut, I finish or whatever, and now I'm trying to escape because now I've nutted. So clarity, hi, get the fuck out. So I go into the bathroom and like I'm taking a shower. I made sure I'm butt ass naked, right? But I have my car key.
Wait, see, I'm not even
okay.
I'm not gonna lie to you. There's no way you were that scared to be with a murderer if you decided to take a shower in his shit.
No, because the thing is, I didn't want to rush out of there. I didn't want to be like, okay, bye, sorry, gotta go. I literally was still playing cool. I was like, oh, it's no big deal, because he was still worried about it. He's like, are you judging me? I'm like, no, we're good.
I'm not judging that you killed somebody.
Like, I literally,
he dropped a pin and was like, bitch, I just met this.
I dropped a pin and I was like, guys, know how we do this in case of emergency? Emergency. Like, this motherfucker killed somebody before. I don't care if it was a car, his hand, he killed somebody before.
You know what's the funny thing? I was judging you a lot at first, in the moment, right? And then I thought, damn, how many drug dealers I dated? Probably shot some motherfuckers.
That's what I'm saying. So
you cannot compare the two, bro.
Listen,
you can't?
Yes.
You can?
Anyway, I'm in the bathroom, okay? Looking at this small ass window that is probably like
that, you know, you
it's
can't.
Probably like a foot wide, okay? And I have the shower on, but I'm not really in that bitch. I'm trying to see if I could somehow
if
fucking
you can
get
fit
out
through that goddamn window. Because
I got the keys and the cell phone. That's all I fucking need. He can keep the rest of the shit. I don't care. I'm just trying to get out. And then I hear the door jingle and I hop into the shower. The motherfucker's like, baby, I just came to shower with you. And I was like, fuck. So we shower in, and he's like, why are your car keys in here? I was like, oh, I just found out.
I would ask, why the fuck your keys in the shower?
So
with you
literally, like, I had to find some, like, we, like, cuddle for a bit, and I was like, you know what? I just really like to sleep in my own bed.
Oh,
you
God.
Did say that.
And so he was like, oh, yeah, I get it. That's cool. And I was just like, oh, my God.
Now, wait.
So I didn't let him walk me to my car because I didn't want him to see what kind of car I drove. I didn't want him to see my license plate. I didn't want him to see anything. So I literally was like, okay, this is good right here. I can do it.
Stand there, baby.
And
you
then
can do
like,
it.
And I was like, go back. I got this. And like, I fucking ran to that car and got the fuck out of there.
You never fucked him again, right?
He hit me up on the text like, last night was so great. I was like, oh yeah, block. Nah.
That was actually, I'm not going to lie. That's I don't think I've ever slept with anyone or met someone who acted, who was, maybe had a warrant even. Like, Jesus Christ. Like,
really?
It was a little scary. I'm not even
maybe kicked out.
But. Yeah, no, I mean, it was. I mean, that's.
So have most of your experiences on Grindr been good, or you've had some? Oh,
that's a good question.
No, actually, most of them have been good.
The asshole good, booty hole feel good.
Yeah. No, like I've because the thing is, it's it hasn't happened that often. But when it has, like a lot of times, I meet guys in bars, like you know,
right.
That one guy, like at Wall Street, we were out, and I was like, oh. This is how you know we're close. I was like, hey, I need to fuck on your bed. So could you sleep in the living room?
Oh my God.
It's so funny because I totally...
She used to fuck on her bed back in the day
with my nigga. Like, I lived in Miami, but I would come up to Orlando often, and I had a nigga there. And I don't know what his living situation was. Yeah. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
I knew his dick was big.
I just knew. I was like, listen, I'm in my friend's house, and he knew her. We would party. Like, she knew him.
Yeah. People say a lot.
And I would be like, bitch, can I fuck on your bed?
That shit is gross, but...
We changed the sheets.
Nigga, hello, you washed them.
I don't think it's that crazy.
I
don't think it's that crazy either because it's just like, I don't know. You sleep on hotel beds. Do you know how nasty I get in hotel rooms?
Oh, I can't remember who it was. And she was like, I can't believe that you would let somebody just, you know, like take over your bed and you sleep on the couch and you got to work tomorrow. I'm like, dude, this is my fucking closest friend. Like, who cares? Like, if you need to get fucking laid, I would want the same.
I would definitely. I'm not going
to
lie.
To be quite frank, if I'm moving to a studio in LES.
Right.
Vinny's off the boat ship. He going to come visit me. If he was like, bitch, can you find something to do? I would find something to do, bro.
I'm not going to lie. I would let my friends fuck on my bed. I don't know how.
Especially
many
after these goddamn 7 months.
I know that's right.
Oh, God. Shit. I'm going to be sitting outside of the same pizza place. I'm going to be like, you just had 7 slices. Well, I can't go back up yet. So.
Gotta wait. Gotta wait. Shut up.
So another few questions about Grindr. So you've been on the crew. The ship. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to call it, dude.
It's the ship boat. Just it's fine.
The ship boat. Okay.
So the while you've been gone, there's been a few things that have happened. Mm-hmm. Odell Beckham. Recently got a tattoo on his ass. And
yes, he's so fine. I don't even care if he's
everybody
bisexual.
Was saying he was gay. I don't even care. Gay, he's a faggot. Yeah. Doing all this shit. Yeah. Lil Uzi Vert. I don't even know if you know who that is. Because 6 months, I don't know if he was.
I don't know. He sings, All my friends are dead. Push me to the edge. Mm. That's all I know.
Never been cut off from the world.
Right. Like, he's not listening to it.
Well, that's all I know. And
he's
just
a rapper that came out kind of like a young thug. He's been wearing Chanel bags. Yeah, Lil Uzi Vert's wearing like blouses, like Prince type shit.
Blouses, yeah.
And I feel like homosexuality in the black community is like just so forbidden.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, movies like Moonlight put that shine on it. We talked about it on our first episode, but I'm just curious, like, do you ever think your race and has made it harder for you to come out as gay?
And how it was when you came out?
For me, it, like, my situation, I feel, is very, very different from...
Please share.
From the majority, because
I know, like, when you went to school, yeah, like being gay, and...
like I went to school, I went to a private school, I went to a private college where if you were acting out on your homosexual tendencies, you could get expelled if they knew that.
God.
Like, I went to,
and where was this at?
I grew
what
up
city?
In Michigan.
Okay.
I grew up in like a very small, like, religious conservative community, and so for me, when I turned 18, I kind of ran away from that.
Okay.
And when I went to Europe, I fell in love with a man, and I came home and I was like, I'm gay. And my aunt was like, okay.
Bitch, we know.
Yeah, she literally
bitch,
was like,
hello.
Okay. And then I remember telling my mom, and my mom took like 3 days, and my mom was like, yeah, it's fine. Like,
did your mom never not know?
My mom knew. My mom, my whole family knew. So it wasn't like a thing. It was like, hey, I'm gay. They're like, okay, I'm glad you have come to terms with it. We all knew a long time ago. Do you want to eat dinner now? Or
right.
Like, it wasn't a big deal. And
but your family was accepting of
it. My family was very accepting of it. And even now, my family, there's other, you know, there's other generations of my family who, like, we're looking at them and we're just like, do you see him? like yesterday, I'm not even going to say his name, but yesterday one of my cousins went to his mom and said, ooh, I can't eat this pie. I need to watch my figure. And we all said, that boy gay as fuck. And it was the coolest thing because everybody was just like, oh, I can't wait till he actually finally, like,
right.
Comes out and we're all cool with it. So for me, my experience is very different because I've kind of been me unapologetically, like, always. Even when we're going out to Wall Street and stuff like that, we're meeting these frat boys and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm gay as shit, and these guys respect me. And I've never felt like I had to hide being gay from somebody so that they didn't like me. Or
we had
like
an episode 2 episodes ago where a dude was bi, mm-hmm. and his girl was on here talking about she was accepting it, and she said the crazy thing about it was, it was so nuts. She was married before, mm-hmm. and her husband was cheating on her with a man.
Yes.
And then she ended up with a bi dude. And we said, well, how did this happen? She says, because he's so confident.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something about you that's very different from other gay friends that I've had, is just that you don't make you don't leave room for them to be uncomfortable.
Right, right.
Like, if I'm just going to be who the fuck I am, I'm going to talk about dicks, and if they don't like it, too fucking bad. I used to have, honestly, a thing that once I started living with Vinny, not that this always hasn't been a part of my life. I mean, my godfather was a drag queen.
Right.
I was born in San Francisco. You know, my mom's practically, she'd love to be a drag queen if she could.
But what's crazy is, with the overly confidence in your sexuality, I feel like when people meet me and Weezy, we say sex jokes all the fucking time. We say dick, pussy, like it's nothing. And even the straight community gets uncomfortable with us being so open with sexuality. So here's the thing, right?
I'm very upfront, and I speak about sexuality a lot.
Right.
When it comes to my personal sex life, I'm the complete opposite. Like, if I'm dating somebody, I'm like, we can hold off on that for a little bit.
Oh, wow.
It's weird. Like, I flip into, like, this other mode. Right. I can, and people expect that because I can talk about dick, because I can talk about this, then that, that, like, in my own private dating life.
That's me, too.
That's how I am,
and you
too.
Know that.
But it's not, it's that's a, not
I
how it is.
I think you would agree that when I like somebody, if I want to fuck, I'm going to fuck. Yeah. But when
absolutely.
I like somebody,
so
I'm
when
like,
I like someone, I want to hold out. Like, you want to hold out.
Oh, I am a fucking emo
she's
little bitch.
I think it's a
dream. Shut the fuck up.
I literally say shut the
it's
fuck
so
up.
It's so weird. Because we all do it, I don't think we can self-diagnose. But when even like someone more, I want to hold out longer. Like, I don't want the sex to complicate it. Yeah. Because I feel like, damn, I really like you. Let me hold out on this sex.
Yeah.
Even though I know the sex is going to be bomb.
But for
it's
me,
like you just
like I said,
out.
For me, there's a reason why I haven't had sex in 7 months, because for me, I have to have an emotion. I can't come unless I'm emotionally attached to you. Like,
I'm trying to call you out and you shouldn't think about somebody.
Call me out on my shit.
Did you come with that little blonde boy who was wearing makeup and you just you didn't even want to tell me you was fucking him?
No, I didn't come from actually fucking him. I actually had to finish myself off.
So I want to ask you this.
Huh?
You finished yourself off because I know that guys have talked about fake coming, because I don't think
we guys spit on the back.
Right, but I don't think we. Hey,
no,
what?
They fake it in a condom.
They fake it in a condom. So do you
I just say like, I'm not gonna come unless I finish myself off. And a lot of times they're so tired, they're just like, okay.
It's so
you know,
crazy.
It is your asshole.
It's so crazy.
You gotta take a break from it.
That's such an ego blower to me. Like, if a guy doesn't come, whether it's Henny Deck or not, like, I don't give a fuck. Like, if I don't make a guy come, it's fucking taken personal.
I'm coming with them. I'm just tired of fucking your ass. Like, we can both climax together, but I'm just tired of this. There's only so much you can do and so much time they can take.
Oh,
taking
yeah,
the pounding.
You know, I
that's
get
what I'm saying.
It.
So, like, after a while, it'll just be like, let us mutually masturbate,
and then
that's it.
There's a tip real quick, too. There's a
tip. I love mutual masturbation.
And there's a tip. When you're doing anal sex with lover boy, you only have X amount of time.
You got a pocket window.
You got a pocket window before it just
finger
starts to...
Finger down, curl.
That's
rub
it.
The little
huh?
bump.
Well, that's...
Finger in, down... There's a little bump. Push it. See how he reacts.
Oh, wait. You're talking about...
Oh, G-spot.
Yeah, that's for a guy. I'm talking about with her getting fucked by him.
Oh, no. I told him fingers going in his booty.
Yeah. But
and he said, okay, can I pick which one?
Oh, my God. I
know that's right.
Is it that one?
Middle?
See, my fingers are so not long, so it sucks.
Yeah, my fingers are...
Yeah, so, and I was even
going to say... Yeah, you've got a dick to go, too, so...
Yeah.
Right, but I'm saying, when you decide to have anal sex with Loverboy, it's important, like, even if you're relaxed, you only have literally a pocket window to where it's going to be enjoyable for you before it starts to just kind of be painful.
Yeah, so, I mean, you just got to, pretty much, it's just, you have to know when to stop. Like,
when to stop and go back to vaginal
or, like, mutual masturbation.
Or oral, or yeah.
But literally, I don't come unless I love you in some type of way.
Aww.
I know, I'm soft.
We're such little bitches, dude.
I'm like, I love him. Literally. Yeah, it's weird. But I like it. It's cool. It is what it is.
I'm so happy you're back.
I'm happy to be back on land.
Okay, so real quick.
Are you walking like you're on a water?
I actually am a little sick right now because I'm not moving.
That's so
crazy. Oh, that's so crazy. Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and introduce this. It's still on the same topic of Grindr.
Okay.
Because I absolutely love the fact that you pretty much fucked a murderer. But what we're going to talk about now is it was... semi brought up to me, so I would love to share for you to share the story. Oh, apparently you fucking someone without a face. Their face was covered and you never saw their face, but you still fucked them.
Oh, yeah. This is more than once.
But that's not like okay. So in the gay community, that's not like a. So there's some people.
I'm curious about this. Please break it down.
Who like they like this? It's a thing that goes on. Okay, they tell you to come over. They tell you how to get into their apartment. They tell you to come over, you open the door, and it's their ass up. and you just go ham.
And you just go and enter their asshole.
You enter their asshole, you come, you leave, close the door, and probably somebody else is coming in the next 30 minutes.
Wait, and so you never see who you're fucking?
No.
So wow. Do they have a picture of their ass on Grindr? Like, how do you know you want to fuck that ass?
They send you, like, on Grindr, you have a profile picture, so it has to be their face.
Right.
But their thing is they don't know when, like, they'll be like, come within the next 30 minutes. But for that 30 minutes, they're still ass up.
Now, question. So is this a fetish for them, or are these guys?
It's a fetish for people.
So these aren't guys that don't want you to know that they're gay?
It could be. Because sometimes they just want to be used.
Have you ever seen, like, a picture of wife and kids when you walked in or something?
Yeah.
So you fucked guys that were on the DL. How was that? Because it's so weird, because we talk about this often and I'm so against it. And I hate guys that live this double life. But so you've fucked a married straight guy before.
I want to speak for you for 1 second, because you said you hate guys that are on the DL. I have noticed you've had a lot of issues with men that you like that are straight. And that are, like, battling those feelings. And it's, like, such a struggle for you. Like, that shit is
sitting up in his seat now.
That shit is not only annoying for women, but, like, for a man who's open and confident to fucking start to like you. And you're not even sure what you're doing.
And you're not sure what you're doing. Right. So you've done it. And how was it? How do you meet them? Do you meet them on an app like Grindr?
Well, I've, like, met them on Grindr, or I've met them out and about. And then what happens is you walk into the house, right? And they didn't tell you anything. You walk into the house and you could be about to, like, dive
step over a fucking
and
toy.
And then you look and there's a picture of a family and you're like, oh, well.
Where's Karen?
Yeah, like, literally, there was this one guy in Orlando. Shit. There was this one guy in Orlando who lived in our building. I went down like 4 floors to fuck him.
Yeah.
And, like, I got there and he was like, oh, I'm only in Orlando on the weekends. My family lives in Austin. And I was like,
I remember.
Oh, shit.
I was like, oh, okay.
And so do they come out to you and tell you,
oh my god, yeah,
I like to be fucked by guys, but I'm straight? Like, are they bisexual, or are they literally down low?
I'm a big mind your business.
Okay.
I'm into that. Mind your fucking business.
That's how I am with Married Again.
So if they want to tell me why they feel the need to have a male fuck them while they're married, cool. If they don't, not my business.
We don't have that now. Has a guy who was married or who identified as straight ever discussed to you why he did what he did?
I know
with you.
Who must have. He sends you the videos all the time. You know what I'm talking about, a little oldie, and he's like in Asia or something working, and he'd be like, oh, you know what I'm talking about. And now he got a little Asian girlfriend now. So, and they want to fuck you too.
But it's different if a girl wants to join.
Feel like he's told the story. I mean, that this particular married guy.
No, but like, not. But that's. I feel like that's. That's not down. I don't think that's down low.
Me neither.
He married,
especially
though?
If the girl knows. No.
He was when you met him, right?
He was when I met him, and now he's not.
But okay. now he's with a woman who accepts that. So I want to know, has a guy who you fucked, mm-hmm. who was on the down low, explained to you why he was the way he was? Was it just acceptance? Was it he was confused? Like, what was it?
He just said, I like to get fucked by guys every once in a while. It was as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Like, sometimes it's really just that simple. Their wife won't peg them, so they'll find somebody who will.
Pegasus over here. By the way, in our group chat, that's my nickname.
Her nickname is Pegasus.
Of course it is.
Every once in a while, I'm like, who the fuck is that? But yeah, like, for me, I'm a big component of mind your business. If somebody likes what they like, as long as it's not illegal, mind your fucking business.
That's real.
Interesting. That's really interesting. Yeah. It's so funny, because coming from the other side of things, when I do talk to guys, because... yeah, he's open with you about it, but the fact that his wife doesn't know this, or the fact that when I'm talking to guys and they open up about mm-hmm. having these curiosities mm-hmm. or having tried XYZ before.
You know, that's me. Almost every guy that I'm friends with is like, oh,
I've always wanted to.
And I'm like, okay, find somebody.
It's so crazy. Yeah, but it's so funny because...
Yeah.
And so these are straight guys that you're friends with.
Because straight guys somewhere always
think that... Most of Vinny's friends are straight.
Most of my friends are straight. I don't have that many gay friends. And so every once in a while, there's a straight guy who, like, he gets real cocky and he's like, oh, you're only talking to me
because
you want
the dick. By the way, Vinny doesn't even like to go to gay clubs.
Yeah,
it's so funny because there's so many guys that I know who are straight, and I don't know if it's that homophobia thing in them, but they won't be friends with gay guys. They'll be straight guys.
That's cool. That's less shit for me to deal with.
That's total homophobia.
It is homophobic.
But like,
I also have to unpack a whole bunch of shit because then they do this whole macho challenge when I'm like, shut the fuck up. Nobody cares.
And it's so funny we bring that up.
Oh my God, yeah.
Because so there was a reason.
Or when they try to be too cool, the fact
that
now they're like,
this is my gay friend. Then they're like, they get drunk and they start touching me and I'm like, get the fuck off me.
Okay.
That's literally the thing that happens. They get really comfortable with me. And so it's now not I'm comfortable with you, so we're just chilling. It's I'm comfortable with you and I gotta show everybody how comfortable I am with you.
By the way, Vinny
so
hates now, being the gay friend.
They're like groping me and stuff. Yeah, if you introduce me as this is my gay friend Vinny, I'd like walk away.
So it's so funny that we brought up the homophobia because me and Weezy were just talking and there's a current event apparently where the Migos performed with Katy Perry.
Mm-hmm.
How Weezy described it to me, they weren't comfortable because Katy Perry had drag queens on her set.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't want to perform with the drag queens. Mm-hmm. So how do you feel? Where do you think that stems from? Are drag queens gay? Should we have the drag queen discussion? Are all drag queens gay?
I don't know.
Or are they men that like to cross dress?
There are men who like to cross dress and then there are drag queens. Those are two different things.
Those are two different things.
So cross dressers are different from drag queens.
Break it down, Weezy. Break it down.
I don't really know enough about it.
Because it depends on the person. I mean, the drag queens from my hometown, the popular ones, you know that girl that looked like J-Lo, but she's married. She got a pussy now.
Yeah, I don't remember her name. And it was Latrice and stuff like that.
That's not gay. Like, you're a woman now.
Okay, well, so she's a transgender.
But like the drag queen thing is,
it's different. But the thing is, it's mainly gay men. It's all of this hyper.
It's a homophobe. It's a hyper masculinity.
It's hyper masculinity, and that's something that you always find. It's always men trying to overcompensate for so that they don't look gay.
Right.
And the thing is, the more you do that, the more we look at you
like
are you really
gay?
You
gay, bro?
Because the thing is, like,
all
it's
the homophobic
you're putting
guys,
no finger in my motherfucking ass. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
Like, it's one thing if you just be like, you like, oh, you know, the other day I put. Oh shit, you got a finger up your ass? Oh, that's not for me. But then there's always niggas who are like, oh my God, no, fuck that shit. That's some faggot ass shit. And then you gotta sit there and be like, calm down. Nobody said you was gonna do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
When they overcompensate, it makes you uncomfortable.
And I
when
have always thought men that did that to me, who do you think out of who I've dated was the most weird with you? Or like,
the weirdest with me?
Because see, I seek out men that are like totally accepting. I can't.
None of them have gotten weird with
me. It's so weird because I also know, like, we took this 5-year break in our friendship, and all of the guys that she dealt with when we were friends, there's no way that I know that majority of them were not comfortable. Hell, you were dating a fucking Jamaican DJ at one point who was super, like, you know what I mean?
And that's
super
the thing,
into
though.
Women.
The
like,
older
you were
I got,
dating a drug
it's not
dealer,
for me.
Like, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And so
and
the
you
guys
don't know
that
first.
I know
that's
she
my
dated,
community,
right.
though, right? Like, right. I love going to hip-hop clubs, shit like that. So these are men I'm meeting. That's the circles I'm in. But as I get older, first of all, being more comfortable in my bisexuality, having more gay male friends in my life.
Right, right.
I can't deal with some of these dudes that I used to in the past.
Right.
With that homophobic shit. No. Mm-hmm. You need to know that I might just cuddle with these dudes and you can't make no comments to me about, oh, but what if you get this and that because you're hanging with gay? Like, it's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm
even absolutely.
Way more sensitive now about Pulse. Like, you don't understand. I lived in the vicinity of Pulse, Orlando. You have my best friends are at home who go to gay clubs all the time. Actually, one of the
we had just come back from going out.
Dude, the scariest moment of my life. Maybe this is even too deep for a decision, but now I gotta tell it.
Yeah,
I'm at Woodstock for Mysteryland.
Yeah.
My phone's not working. You get signal like in pockets because it's out in the open, right? Vinny never goes to the gay club because he hates it.
Yeah,
someone
but that night I decided to go out.
So somebody
were at Pulse.
No, we weren't at Pulse. We were down the street.
But
Palmer
I didn't
House.
Know where he was. Right?
You know
someone
was
walks
up,
up to me in the tent and is like, aren't you guys from Orlando? It's me and Dub. I say, yeah. Oh, man, there's like a shooting at a club. Now, I'm thinking whatever. But then I also thought for a second, how would they know they were shooting at a club in Orlando? There's shootings all the time everywhere.
Shootings all the time, yeah.
So now I'm hearing that it's a gay club. Now I'm freaking out. I can't get signal on my phone. But the last thing that uploaded was a snap from Vinny.
That was
and
me
it was
out
like,
in the
bitch,
club.
I'm in a club.
Yeah.
Do you know how fucking I walked a mile to fucking make my phone work. To just get a pocket.
It was. And that was the scariest.
Deafening.
That was the craziest thing because we kind of didn't know what was happening. But the last snap I uploaded was like right before the shooting started, and it was me in the club, gay club. And so
but
that
you weren't
was,
at Pulse.
You didn't connect.
I wasn't at Pulse. I didn't connect it. But all that's what everybody on Snap saw as the last thing. And then I didn't upload or do anything because I went straight to work.
Yep.
So like my phone.
Mind
is,
you, people didn't
phone,
know this many people died when it was happening.
Yeah.
They were in hostage for 3 hours.
I remember.
A lot of people
I remember.
So we were at work. and my phone is sitting there just buzzing. It's people trying to like see if I'm alive, and like I can't answer my phone, so now it's making people freak out even more because I can't text people, I can't call people back, and so people are like freaking out because then my phone, I was like, whatever I do, I just can't let my phone die.
Right.
So like I plug in my phone, and my phone for the whole 8 hours just.
So was it something that did Pulse directly affect either of you? Did you guys know any?
I mean, I fucked a dude that was in there,
and we had to deal with. We had to.
I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but I did.
No.
Well, we were looking at the list of like people, like definitely recognized, but there was a guy I fucked who got injured. He was in there and got shot.
And then I had to deal with like where we worked. I dealt with customers, people who were coming with like bandit, like arms broken, stuff like that.
Because they were dragged through the glass. There was glass broken.
And they were needing
new
phones because theirs got left in the club.
Fucking heartbreaking.
Oh, wow.
So like for every day, like every day afterwards, people were coming and they're like, "Oh, I lost my phone," and you're like, "Oh, okay. Where do you know where it might have been?" And they like look at you and you're like, "Never mind. Okay." Oh, sorry.
You know how Pulse was so intense because every bitch wants to have a gay friend. They want to have this fucking friend to go shopping. Vinny hates shopping with me. None of my fucking gays will go shopping with me.
I hate shopping.
But the fucking scary part about the shit is like you don't know how much people hate and how much your friends really go through and how many people are out there to hurt you. And like the next week it was Pride in New York. I was the gayest bitch I had ever met. It's like, so for me, just to meet men that are uncomfortable with it and know that I have somebody so closely in my life that could have been there, or that was, I mean, we fuck our first night hanging out with E.
That's exactly where
we were
went.
Pulse, like the dream, like, oh dude, it was hard.
We spent the whole night in Pulse just going crazy. I mean, and one thing tying into that, one thing I've noticed is that coming back from the ship today, when I was like driving here, I just like noticed that there were gay guys on the street.
There's so many, which,
and
absolutely
in New York,
I've been working on a ship out of Texas.
Oh.
So like everything is very pulled in, conservative, and closeted.
Yep.
So even the gay guys on the ship,
they gaff.
Will like not touch each other. Will like act like they are not together, even though you know they're together.
Oh wow!
So today, even just like in the Uber, looking out the street, watching like guys walking around and stuff like that, I'm sitting there just like, oh, this is great.
Yeah,
it's really nice. It's refreshing.
I love watching two men kiss and just be themselves. It's so
refreshing.
Absolutely,
refreshing as fuck.
Well, I am like so glad that we got to discuss this, and I'm so glad that you came on and shared these horrible decisions with us.
It wasn't really your horrible decision.
Yeah, this was just pretty awesome. And I'm so glad that you guys rekindled, and we were able to have this nice little experience on air.
Are you a little drunk?
I think I am.
I think you are too. She looked at me like,
I'm not even gonna lie to you guys. So I've literally been drunk for the past 4 days.
She just flew in from Vegas, by the way.
I just flew in from Vegas.
You know, that weekend.
And I literally did a day party, pool party, hopped on a flight, and now I'm drinking. Fucking
you and me are the same.
I fucking click on Snapchat, and it's funny because I feel like Mandy is the like sometimes cool friend that like, you know how you forget. You know, I talk to her every day. We have a show together. Every fucking snap of Mandy, it's no like, I'm hanging, like it's very, I'm at a table, I see Rick Ross.
Bro, I'm not even gonna lie to you. I ended up at J. Cole's table and he performed, and I love J. Cole more than life itself.
It's her Tommy.
No,
okay,
I love J. Cole. And so he performed, it just so happened I knew his security, one of his producers, and one of his artists.
I knew his security, I knew the producer, I knew his cousin, and
so
I got
just
in.
Like, hey, and y'all, right hey y'all, and so J. Cole was literally arm's reach, and I sat at his table, and I was just like, I literally went up to him and I was like, I don't think you realize I am a true fan of yours and I love what you're doing. Please continue what you're doing.
Hey.
And I was semi drunk, so I probably slurred all of that. Shut up. But I had a great time. I'm glad. Vinny, thank you so much for coming on to
welcome.
Our show.
Yes,
again, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I will have my voice back by next episode, I promise.
By the way, if you guys want to find Vinny, because you might want your ass fucked, his Twitter is Nomadic Feels. If you can't spell, figure it out.
Figure it out.
Or just look through Weezy's followers. She doesn't have many.
She's such a... You see, bitch, you know what? I can get a J. Cole table off of looks, not followers.
Fuck you, bitch. You guys are more than welcome to follow me on Instagram or Twitter at Full Core Pumps. You guys can also follow our Horrible Decisions page at horrible_decisions. God. Also, where can they find your ass, Weezy?
She's such a bitch. And I'm Weezy WDF. Okay, bye.
And thank you so much for another episode of Horrible Decisions.